Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. What up, Vegas? What up, Elvis? I got somebody who hooked that up for me. I got a super dope producer who made that beat, my man Sam Peasy. Hope you liked it. What up, Elvis? Thank you for sending me those people. All right, man, this is the Riding Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life, man. Coming to you Monday through Friday between at 5 and 11. 5 and 11 with the dope exclusive interviews, all right? The dope exclusive call-in interviews. All right, before we get into it, man, I want to let you know about the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years, holding down the Thursday night, Friday morning slot from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., holding it down in the midnight hour, burning that midnight oil. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Live365.com. They are the internet's oldest and longest running streaming service. What up, my man? Blackbird Gotti in the building. They are the internet's oldest and longest running streaming service. And what they do is they allow small wireless radio stations to broadcast via the internet. All right? They allow small wireless radio stations to broadcast via the internet. AM stations, a lot of community stations, country radio stations, a lot of people who have the lower wireless who can't afford the royalties. They go through Live365 and broadcast. And I'm proud to say, we've partnered up with Live365.com and launched our very own internet radio station. That's right. One time, Ride 95. That's our spot. That's where you can check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But the way to access us is easy. All you got to do is go to Live365.com. In the search engine, make sure you put, Ride 95, that's RIDE, the number 9, the number 5. Click the station logo, and there you have us locked in. Music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, also just as easy. All you got to do, download the Live365 app. Once you download the Live365 app, then click on the station, type in Ride 95 in the search engine, click on the station logo, and there you have it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, the best in what's next in hip-hop and R&B and country rap tunes, all right? Lock us in, Ride 95. All right, now, before I go any further, a couple of things I got to say is, number one, today is a very, very special day. Today is annual Hood Rose Day, all right? One time, my man Blackbird Gotti, I need y'all to go to your favorite streaming source and download his brand new album, The Hood Rose. Alright? Download The Hood Rose and you will not, I repeat, you will not be disappointed. One time for my man Blackbird got it. One time for my man Elvis. Elvis got the hook up. Y'all can definitely holler at my man Elvis Busito if you need some promotion or you just want to meet an all-around good guy. One time for my man Vegas, the hardest rhyming, dopest spitting cat I know out the Midwest. All right. Now, I also got to say one time for our amazing sponsor, good people over at Liquor Lollipops. Liquor Lollipops is a premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. Okay? All right. They got over 15-plus delicious flavors for your taste buds. Visit LiquorLollipops.com. Find out how you can indulge in the great taste of Liquor Lollipops. Tell them Big XL and the Ryan Dirty Show sent you. All right? Okay. I done talked the goddamn enough. Now it's time for me to do what I do best. And that's talking to the people on the street, the people that are moving, shaking, and creating, whether it's through arts, entertainment, philanthropism, religion, entrepreneurship, or just downright good people. The people that are changing the world brick by brick, moment by moment, second by second, day by day, week by week, goddammit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform, the Ride and Dirty Show. My man, Ron Deuce. What's going on, G?
So with it, big dog. How you living?
Man, I'm living great. The only thing is, man, here in the ATL, oh my God, this weather is crazy as hell. It was goddamn raining, sleeting, snowing, and now today the goddamn sun is out. This shit is crazy in the ATL, man.
Yeah, I'm praying for Texas, man. Straight up. I know the whole down south is going crazy. But, you know, I'm coming
all right,
from Cali.
All right.
You're living good out here. The sun's still out here. You know, we shining.
Okay, no doubt. So, look, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the platform and giving us the opportunity to talk to you a little bit, learn a little bit about you and more about your career.
Yeah. I want to thank you for bringing me on this show straight up because without you, it wouldn't even be possible. Feel me? I am an upcoming artist in San Bernardino, California. I go by the name of Ron Deuce. I dropped a music video called Sagging My Loves. Streaming about like 9,000 right now. Feel me? I did get an article published about me, BillboardHipHop.com. Y'all go check that out. Yeah, man. It's trying to get lit.
All right. So look, check this out. Again, tell the people what part of California you're from and what was it like coming up in the area.
I'm from SoCal. I'm from Southern California. San Bernardino, California. And, man, it's crazy. I mean, we did hit the top 3 in murder rates, top 1 in murder rates before in the recent years, you feel me? It's crazy out here, man. But growing up as a kid, I mean, I used to play football, you know, but I had everybody around me was in the street. I was in the street, too, at the same time. But, I mean, it's hard to keep your head above water, but I'm here now. I'm on your show. I'm talking. I made it, man. Feel me? And it's just going to get bigger from here.
Yeah. What was your introduction to the music? What made you realize that you could definitely earn your spot when it came to this music industry?
Man, I was born and raised in the studio, honestly. Like, I started playing with it at the age of 11. When I got to 13, everybody was telling me, like, mate, you better than everybody that's 25, 27 and shit. So, well, excuse my profanity, but, you know, and like I was saying, this is, everybody was telling me I got it. And my mom used to tell me I got it all the time. She just recently passed, so that just even made me go harder, you feel me? So this dedication, this recent album that I just dropped is dedicated to her. Hopefully it's going to get out there. Everybody can hear the word.
All right,
everybody got a voice to preach.
All right. Now, growing up in California, what kept you on the right side of things? And what I mean by that, because we all dibble and dabble in the street, but what kept you from staying out of harm's way and kept your head on straight where you can concentrate on the music?
Yeah, man, I got to give it to my mom, man. My mom, rest in peace, man. She kept me out the streets. But at the end of the day, I mean, she was with it. She pulled up to any fight I had, you know, but she kept me in the house when we had parties and stuff. I sneak out, go to the parties and go perform and stuff, you know, but she was the one that just kept me going. And I got to give it to my older brother, too, because real street guy, I see him graduate. I said, man, if he could do it, I could do it. Feel me? So that's really what kept me on the street. even though I'm in the streets, you know.
Right. They just kept, basically, your mom kept you prayed up, and it kind of covered you and just kind of kept you out of harm's way, kept you and allowed you to maintain your freedom. Because a lot of times our dreams are cut short because we can't maintain our freedom.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, honestly, that's true, man.
Tell me a little bit about Run Deuce as an artist. Like, what do you expect people to get when they hear your music?
I expect them to get their own opinion of me, honestly. I mean, but I do got a voice. And if you do hear my voice, then if you're vouching for it, then, you know, them streams go up. But, I mean, I'm not talking about things that I don't do, things that haven't happened in my life or around me and stuff like that. Feel me? Everything I say is official. And, I mean, I'm just actually giving the streets, I'm telling the streets, open their eyes up. You feel me? The homies will backdoor you. Yes. Feel me? You could chase a lick all you want all your life, but that fast money is going to go fast. Feel me? I'm letting everybody know, like, open your eyes. It get deep out here, man. I mean, I don't just start talking mess just to talk mess. You feel me? Everything I say, it got something behind it. And that's what everybody got a voice. You feel me? I encourage everybody to step up as artists, you know, and actually invest money and time into their piece, man, and make it happen.
No doubt. Definitely, man, it's important to invest in yourself and make sure. Because I feel like a lot of artists with talent, a lot of times they might have the talent, but they lack the dedication to invest their own money in themselves, and they allow other people to take the reins when it comes to the business side, and then that hinders them from learning. Let's talk about a team. How important is it to keep the proper people around you when you're pursuing this music?
Man, I mean, without a team, you ain't really going to go nowhere. I mean, even if you could say you did it by yourself, you have people behind the door doing it for you. A team is everything, man. You got to have supporters, you know, and even haters and supporters too. So if you got a lot of haters, man, I mean, they're hating for a reason, you know, so I just got to say, I really don't worry about it, feel me? If it comes, it comes. I go with the flow. You know, I just preach, and I got a daughter I got to feed. So, this, you know, I'm investing money, and I'm seeing a lot of money out of it. So, believe it's going somewhere good. So, you know, yeah, that's all I really got to say on that subject.
No doubt. What is it like being a father? What is it like being a girl dad?
Man, when I first had her, the doctor told me I had to buy a gun. I didn't really know what he meant at the time. But, yeah, man, it's crazy. And just knowing how girls are sneaky, it's crazy. You got to keep your head above water. She's 7, about to be 8. You know, I'm a proud father.
Okay.
And my community believe I'm going to give back to that when I do succeed, too.
At this point in your life, what do you feel like the most useful words you can give your daughter as a father?
Useful word or useful words?
Words.
I got to tell her. Believe in her dreams. Go for it all. Whatever she wants, she can succeed and do it, man. That's what anybody listening to, anybody out there, whatever you want, go for your dreams. Reach out. Grab it, man. Bring it in.
No doubt. All right, now, being an independent artist, for you, what has been some of the ups and some of the downs?
Man, downs. It would have to be financially when I was first trying to dedicate it all to it, you know. It was hard coming up, especially by yourself, you know. And yeah, once they see you up and they see that you got a voice and you going for something, they go follow along, either to watch or be with you. You know?
I definitely agree with that. Let's talk a little bit about the name Run Deuce. How did that name come about?
Man. Yeah, everybody in my family call me Ron Ron, you know, so, you know, it's basically based off my government name, Stir Ron, Ron Ron. So the homies I was chilling with and stuff, you know, growing up, they just start calling me Ron Deuce. I just took it and ran with it.
All right, that's no doubt. All right, let's talk about a little bit about the projects like that you have right now floating around the web on streaming sites.
Okay.
Like, what stuff out there can people hear from Ron Deuce?
Okay, now we talking, man. Okay, so for show to Peekaboo. Peekaboo is that's a good track, man. That's streaming on all platforms. Go hit it up on Spotify, hit it up on YouTube, hit it up on iTunes. You can hit it in the Play Store. You know, Peekaboo, that's definitely one to listen to. I gotta say, Bang Bang is out on YouTube. I got to get on all platforms. It's coming pretty soon. It's featuring 323 Conflict. That's a good look, that one. Sagging with My Lokes, that's on all platforms, especially YouTube. It's already getting ran up. You could go run it up as well if you want to see a good visual. I got Keep It Moving coming along. I actually just dropped a video. It's coming pretty soon. I might drop that by this week. And, yeah, man, I got a lot of songs. Check me out. Type R-O-N space D-U-C-E on any platform, I'm going to pop up.
All right. What's Ron Deuce's plans for the future? Like, what are your plans for the future when it comes to the music industry?
Okay. Nine times out of ten, I feel like I'm going to be a producer in the future. So, but, I mean, you can't be an artist forever, you know. Your music is going to be there forever, but you can't be an artist forever. So, I mean, I'm smarter than that. I know that the music, it's all a mind game. Once you get smarter than the game, then you go succeed in it, you know. And I'm way smarter than it. And believe, I got a game plan for the future and the future beyond that future, you know. And it's just going to keep coming. Like, yeah, you can't rap forever, and that's what any artist is out there. Believe you're going to have to start bringing up other artists and start, you know, looking into your community. Like, okay, who could put into it? Who could bring your community up? Who could do what you was doing when you was hot? You know, you can't rap forever, so I see myself as a producer most likely.
All right, no doubt. Now, speaking of producers, how hard is it comes to finding the right producers to elevate the sound of Ron Deuce?
Man, I mean, basically, it's really hard. But at the end of the day, if you know if you're a rapper, if you could say something and just latch out to the people, when you say something and they listen to your voice, trying to find out who behind the voice. And that's how you know when you're doing something good. It's not really about the producers or the engineers. It's really about the artists, you know. But I feel like producers is everything, man. If you don't got a producer, you're not about to get out there. You got to search for management. You got to search for producing. You got to search for good engineers to find your voice. If you can't find it yourself, you know, it's a lot to play with as being an artist, and that's what a lot of artists, upcoming artists, got to understand and know.
No doubt. All right, so any full-length projects on the way, any mixtapes, any albums, any EPs, anything in the works for Ron Deuce?
Yeah, I got an EP dropping, another EP dropping. It's called Live It Up. And I'm not really going to talk about the name of the tracks on there. I kind of want it to be a surprise. But I do give previews out on my Instagram. And you can find me on Instagram at RONDUCE4. And I'm going to pop up, DM me anything, ask any free questions, anything. But, yeah, I got some projects in the work right now that's ready to come out. I got a lot. I got probably like 48 songs that's in my laptop right now ready to be released. But it's all about the timing. And, you know, you got to ease them out little by little until you get in that hot pace. Just keep dropping them. I can't really talk about the name, right. So.
No doubt. So, well, look, check this out, Run Deuce. First, again, I appreciate you for coming on the show. Let the people know how to find you when it comes to the World Wide Web. You gave them your Instagram. Give your Instagram one more time and tell them what streaming platforms, if you got a Twitter, if you got a Facebook, let the world know how to find you.
All right, my Instagram is RONDUCE4, Ron Deuce 4. Facebook, RON space DUCE. I got a fan page with like 300 likes. Yes, I am active on there on a daily basis, and I do accept messages and respond to messages. My Twitter is The Law of Ron Deuce. Again, The Law of Ron Deuce, THELAWRONDUCE. And just type my name in on any platform, RONDUCE. I'm going to pop up, Ron Deuce.
All right, now, I got my hand on this joint, Keep It Moving. Tell me a little bit about Keep It Moving.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Keep It Moving, man, that's a dedication, you know what I mean? It's a dedication to a lot of things in life, but I'm just dedicating it to all the real ones out there that actually listen to the storyline and behind it and everything. And just, I mean, no matter what you go through in life, you just got to keep it moving, man. Just get beyond them obstacles, keep going. That's really the definition behind Keep It Moving.
Do me a favor, Ron. Introduce this track to the world.
So, yeah. Keep It Moving is streaming on all platforms, man. And I highly believe that it's going to be one of the most effective tracks that I drop in 2021. So, have an ear for that and have an eye for that, because the visual is dropping pretty soon, too. And, I mean, yeah, man, keep it moving. Keep whatever you go through in life, keep it moving. You can get through whatever you want. Believe in your dreams. You go get it done. That's all I got to say. Just keep it moving. I just want to introduce that to the people, man. Keep it going.
Appreciate it, my G.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm locked in with Riding
Dirty. On my gang, 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 on my gang.
Valley.
On my gang, on my soul, on my kids, I from God, I'm a thug to the end. Real nigga, keep it moving. And these bitches stay cool, man. On my gang, on my soul, on my kids, I from God, I'm a thug to the end. Real niggas keep it moving. And these bitches stay choosing. Bitch, I'm moving Jeff 40, no, not car. On the gang, I hate niggas trying to act hard. On the gang, if you trip, we could go to war. 99 overall, I can really up the score. Bitch, you don't ride dick, I can't fuck with you. Better bring your resume, I'm giving out these interviews. Head like an octopus, she don't need no tentacles. Every time you see me roll that dice, I bet that tenfold. Shoot your shot, get that rebound. Hurry and don't show that pussy getting beat down. And if it's good, then I may put that shit on speed down. Newport, you don't want smoke, turn that heat down. I really hold niggas on the gang on my soul, nigga. I'ma keep it moving, made a promise, I won't fold, nigga. Get the gold, nigga, in the streets on my old, nigga. Metro bitch play every song that I'm on, nigga. On my gang, on my soul, on my kids, I from God, I'm a thug to the end. Real niggas keep it moving.
On my gang, on my
gang, on my soul, on my kids, I from God, I'm a thug to the end. Real niggas keep it moving.
On my gang,
stay chosen.
On my gang,
if you choose wrong, nigga, you go low.
Go low.
No Cinderella can't walk in these shoes on the gang. Put that bitch nigga on the nose, execute him. Have his brain looking like some soul. I keep it moving like a car with no brake pad. I heard you niggas acting hard, we gon' break that. Belly gang grip, I can show you where my aim at. Money in your head, we your top like a wave cap.
I'ma shine in the dark like a candle. Tell that bitch ride this bike with no handle. You ain't never trapped out of no bando. You ain't really never in your hood, but that's mando.
Choose me, I throw ones while you make it clap.
Wanna try to spend all this money, cause I make it back.
I make it back.
Niggas late for your money, how I figure that. Now everybody blue face, cause they tryna rap. All you bitches want cheese, I can smell a rat. Bitch, I'm the Grim Reaper, I went through hell and back. If you tryna rob me, then you smoking crap. Let me get a rap deal, nigga, it's a fucking rap.
Oh my God. hang on my soul on my kids. That's on God, I'm a thug to the end. Real niggas keep it moving. And these bitches stay choosing. On my gang, on my soul, on my kids. That's on God, I'm a thug to the end. Real nigga.
Alright, that was my man Run Deuce. Y'all definitely check him out on Instagram, Run Deuce the number 4. Check him out on Twitter, The Law of Run Deuce. And the name of that joint was Keep It Moving. Alright, it's your boy Big XL. Y'all definitely hold me down to 6:30. We'll be back with the duel. Alright, peace.